Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 10th, 2023. I am always right. Comment: no matter how much of a scoundrel a person is, he always finds an excuse for his actions. My response: otherwise he would not be able to commit them. At the moment when he is acting, he must feel absolutely right. Question: but what can we do to justify the creator and friends with the same confidence? Answer: this is possible only under the influence of the upper light. The person himself is not capable of this. On the contrary, the more we move forward, the more we attain our own meanness, our own impotence and insignificance. But if at the same time we put a lot of effort into connection with our friends, then through them we receive the upper light, which allows us to see our states as purely negative and vicious. Then we have a great desire to get rid of our qualities. We begin to demand this from the upper light, which gave birth to these qualities, as it is written, "I have created an evil inclination." We ask the Creator to correct these qualities. Question: but why can a person justify himself without the light, and the other only by taking into account its influence? Answer: because we are in one single quality of our egoism, which is to love ourselves, justify ourselves, and take care of ourselves. From CabTV's I Got a Call. I am always right. November 16, 2012. Spiritual and material birth. Question: there is a kind of parallel between childbirth in the material and spiritual world. In our ordinary life, the very process of birth, the pain that a child experiences, also happens in the spiritual, or is it just an allegory? Answer: this is not an allegory. It is not a very pleasant feeling, but serious external and internal work. The one who is being born also helps himself get out from within, to escape from this dark realm. It already seems dark to him, he does not want to stay there, he twitches, beats inside, as if in a cage. Meaning, the former good womb of the mother becomes a prison for him. At any stage of our development, the beginning something seems good to us, then we discover the bad in it and strive for something better. It is the same here. This is growth, awareness. Question: so this is the development of the same egoism? Answer: not only egoism, but attainment, awareness, sensation, and connection with the upper. It is a symbiosis of all kinds of attainments, sensations, and qualities. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Perfect Childbirth, November 3, 2012. Internal discernments. Question: beginners studying Kabbalah have to go through a huge number of different states. Is there any kind of a safeguard that can somewhat smooth out this process? Answer: when a person comes to us, he starts poking around the material himself. It does not matter if you talk or not, he does not hear anyway. He can hear only when he turns on from the inside. But if he does not internally tune into your wave, then no matter how much you talk, he will not hear. This is a well-known truth for us. So, we are open to everyone. A person comes, begins to sort things out, fills up, departs, and approaches. He is internally shaken, and he begins to conduct some kind of research and sampling inside himself. He must get through internal tests. Is it for me or not? Why, and what for? He makes comparisons, analysis, and synthesis of all kinds of knowledge and understanding. At the same time, he needs to understand his internal system of the perception of reality, the perception of the material, to what extent he is objective or not, how to be as objective as possible in order to get closer to the truth which is completely outside of us, etc. That is, here a person goes his own way, and we cannot interfere in his inner work, we have no right. We see how people study, some of them leave, some of them come, tens and hundreds. You have no right to tell anything to anyone, you just want them to understand as correctly as possible where they are. Let them leave later, maybe it really is not for them yet. In principle, Kabbalah is meant for a very limited number of people in the world. And the rest will come to a common goal en masse, even those who have come and left. This is not a method that is encouraged by egoism. Therefore, only people who are able to be reborn into a completely different being can remain here. In fact, a Kabbalist is a being of a different world. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Overheating of the Brain, October 6, 2012. Without fanaticism. Comment: when you look at beginners that study Kabbalah, you see that they have a very strong desire to participate in various activities. But then it turns out that it is very difficult for them, and they do not know what to do with it. My response: we are going our own way. I do not pay much attention to either the new ones or the old. I take into account the general, optimal atmosphere that leads us to victory. Can we go at this pace? We cannot go at a slower pace. It does not work out, then we immediately fall asleep. We will not be able to sustain a faster pace, and we will not be able to make these long-term efforts because everyone has a family and a job. But at this pace we can. In principle, the world, its development and deep free fall into a crisis forces us to do this. Question: how do we ensure there is no fanaticism on the part of the newcomers? Answer: there can be no fanaticism since there are no conditions for it in spiritual work. No one rises above anyone, no one elevates anything to a cult, no one bows to anything. On the contrary, if people are looking for something sacred here, before which they can prostrate themselves, they do not find anything. In Kabbalah, nature is a force that you need to catch in your properties, to become a saint yourself, to each and all together, rising above inner egoism. Therefore, in real Kabbalah, absolutely all opportunities to worship something are cut off. One can only use one's nature to achieve a higher nature. In Kabbalah, nature is a force that you need to catch in your properties to become holy yourself by each one and all together rising above your inner egoism. Therefore, in real Kabbalah, absolutely all possibilities to worship something are cut off. A person can only use their nature to reach a higher nature. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Overheating of the Brain, October 6, 2012. In one spiritual field. Comment: you have several students who regularly sleep in class. No matter what you do, they sleep. My response: that is their nature. For them, this is a normal state. There is nothing you can do here. It does not bother me. Question: but you keep saying, wake each other up. Does this apply to such states? Answer: no, it does not apply to this. If they do this chronically, then they cannot do otherwise. They participate in all events, seminars, congresses, in everything, so I have no complaints about them. Comment: I once tried to wake a person during a lesson to no avail. My response: he is internally disconnected anyway. He does not hear the lesson. He cannot concentrate or catch this wave like a radio receiver. It is necessary to give a person the opportunity to be present. If he cannot do it any other way, so be it. Why do you think that he gets nothing out of it? He exists together with his friends in the same spiritual field, and this is his maximum participation. Such is his state. I do not want to compare him to an animal, he is no worse than us, but bring a dog or a cat, they will nap next to you. This is the normal state of the animal organism, when it does not have to make an effort, it is napping. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Light Lulls the Body, October 20, 2012. Light streaming from the sources. Question. Why do you give more explanations during the study of the Tensefirot than when reading the book of Zohar? You say that before achieving spiritual attainment, students do not understand at all what is written in the Tes. Answer, it is not about whether they understand it or not. It is about what they think at the moment. When studying the Torah, that is, those texts that have concealed light, a person should think about how to extract this light. That is all. When we begin to clarify, discuss, and debate that among ourselves, then all the time we subconsciously try to break the cover of concealment and attract the light so that it influences us more. We think about its impact, about how to put ourselves under this shower so that it pours out on us, envelops, penetrates, cleanses, and makes various switches in us. When we talk about the Patsufim, the worlds, the Sephirot, and pronounce other definitions of the spiritual world, it does not matter that they are not clear to us. The main thing is that at the same time we want all this to happen to us, internally. In our world, when someone talks to you, he thinks about what he will get from it, what benefits he will receive, and so on. We should treat our conversations about the teaching of the Tensefirot or the Book of the Zohar, what I have at the same time, what influences I attract to myself, how it can help me, and so on. We should treat our conversations about the study of the Tensefirot or the Book of Zohar by thinking about what I have in this case, what influences I attract to myself, how can this help me, etc. One must always be duplicitous like this. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Zohar or Tess. November 3, 2012. The Creator is the system in which we exist. Comment. Your students believe that they are closer to understanding the upper force and closer to the Creator because they are on the path. My response. Yes. My students are closer to the Creator than anyone else. The rest of the world is terribly far from the Creator. Question. But don't you say that everything around is a manifestation of the Creator? Answer. It is the entirety of nature. The Creator is a common law of nature, a common force. We are inside Him. If we say there is none else besides Him, then you cannot point to one thing. The Creator is all of nature, including my I, except for the awareness that separates me from Him and which I must also connect with Him. This is our movement toward nature. In principle, what are we created for? What is the current crisis? It is in order to connect our consciousness and our understanding with this very nature. Only in this we are different from it owned. By identifying ourselves with it, we bring ourselves into full equivalence, into full integration, with the entire system. This integration is called the complete correction of a person. This is what we have to come to. The current crisis shows us the reference points in which we have not yet reached integration. The Creator is everything. This is the system in which we exist. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to be closer to the Creator. December 3, 2012.